Hello there. Welcome to the Brave Yes Business Show. This is a motivational podcast for creative entrepreneurs and personal brands who want to be courageous, discerning, and visionary while staying true to your values and integrity as a business owner. I'm your host, Sean Fink, a business strategist and courage coach for entrepreneurs. And today I'm having fun. So hang in there. You might want a notebook and take some notes on this one because I think you're going to have an aha. So welcome. Today I'm going to talk about what I'm calling the Shiro's entrepreneurial journey. Before I even get started, I want to tell you in full transparency that I used OpenAI ChatGPT to help create the framework for this podcast. I'm going to talk on another episode about my feelings around generative writing and AI formulated podcasts and blog posts and social media. I am going to talk about that in the future, but I just want to say in full transparency that I am having a lot of fun exploring what AI can do to serve as assistance in our businesses, especially those of us who do a lot of writing and marketing. But for today, please know that ChatGPT did help me to create the framework for this podcast, but all the words and all of the concepts were mine. Except what I'm stealing from an actual book. So aside from that. So I just want to say that out loud because I do believe it is really important for the integrity of our work that we be transparent when we do use artificial intelligence. That said, I think you'll get what I'm saying by the end. So today, I am going to talk about what I'm calling the Shiro's entrepreneurial journey. Y'all know I love to make up names. I love to give frameworks to everything that I do in my business. It's something I've always done from day one. It was a natural talent or skill that I have always had. And it's where I am able to be the most creative, and that's what I love. So the Shiro's entrepreneurial journey is a version of the heroine's journey storytelling archetype that I'm proposing here today that can help you transform your business and very possibly your life. And I'm also going to touch on an aspect of the hero's journey as well. And I know you've heard of the hero's journey popularized by Joseph Campbell, which follows the path of a male hero who faces challenges, undergoes transformation, and returns home with all this great new wisdom and power. But there's another version of this that I really strongly love and prefer, and that's the heroine's journey. And the heroine's journey was made famous by Maureen Murdoch, who wrote a book called The Heroine's Journey. And if you haven't read it, it's something that you could definitely put on your list. Way to bring the feminine and the feminist to the storytelling archetype. So The Heroine's Journey is a storytelling archetype that focuses on a female protagonist, the Shiro. And that's what I want to really focus on here today. And why I'm talking about this is because it really is very connected to the work that I have done to become a business strategist and courage coach. It's very related to the work that I do with my clients. And I see this journey unfolding for my clients over and over. And it doesn't even matter where you are on the journey. There's certainly, you know, this, you know, you can probably imagine, or the story that we're telling ourselves is, you know, this lost woman, you know, decides that suddenly she needs a change and, you know, she goes on an adventure and transformation happens and there's a happy ending. But honestly, any creative, any entrepreneur is on a journey at all times. And there are ebbs and flows, and there are high roads and low roads, and there are challenges and easy times. And all of it, if we see ourselves, myself included, as the Shiro on this journey, it can help us know what the next step is. So this particular storytelling archetype is all about how we face the challenges, the hard things, how we confront our fears. Hello, I'm always talking about that. And I think it shows up way more in people's lives than they even know. And how we make choices and what the decisions that we do make. All of that can lead to transformation and change, personal growth and empowerment. But in order to embark on this Shiro's entrepreneurial journey, Shiro, the protagonist, must have a mindset that is open to change and willing to fail, willing to learn from mistakes. And so this, of course, as you can imagine, ties right into the Bravest Mindset framework that I am constantly bringing up, which is all about embracing challenges and seeing opportunities for growth, for up-leveling, for expansion. It's the belief that skills and abilities can be developed through taking brave action rather than being stuck or, you know, stuck with a fixed personality or our own, you know, what little wisdom we have and what we're born with, rather than this idea that we can actually constantly, and we always are, changing and growing and transforming and evolving. And that, when we're open to that, is the Brave Yes mindset, growth mindset. And when we are in growth mindset, when we are saying, okay, I've got a Brave Yes mindset here, we're willing to take on the risks, the challenges, the hard stuff. We're willing to stay motivated and persevere through the hard times. So the heroine's journey can be seen as a metaphor for the Brave Yes mindset. After all, the Shiro starts out feeling stuck or dissatisfied or unsure of what her next move should be. How often do we feel that in business? But as she travels on her journey, which Joseph Campbell called the call to adventure, I'm calling it the call to courage. But as she travels on this journey, this going on this adventure, this call to courage, she learns how to take brave yes action to overcome obstacles, to develop new skills, to ultimately transform into a stronger, more empowered version of herself. So the call to courage, the call to adventure really is what the hero's journey calls it, and the heroine's journey. It's really usually at the beginning of the story, but as I said, for an entrepreneur, there is always another call to courage. Sometimes it's to grow your business. Sometimes it's to start a business. Sometimes it's to up-level a business. Sometimes it's to up-level you so that you can up-level your business. Sometimes it's to pivot your business entirely. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. But the call to courage comes to us, and I have had the call to courage, and that's how the Bravest was born. It comes from something that we want to change. And it's driven by a dissatisfaction or a lack of contentment or a desire to experience something else. I'm not always running from something, and I hate the problem-focused marketing that we see everywhere. a lot of times we're actually running with wide open arms toward a possibility. And that's the work that I love to do with my clients. I try hard to not go too deep into problems and painkillers, because I know that my people just dream bigger for themselves. So this call to courage happens when we realize there's something more for us, or there's something that we need to change in order to be happier or more creative or to make more money. But we know a change is needed. That is the key, change. Sometimes that change is small and maybe an internal shift in how we show up and do our work. Other times it's the call to courage in knowing we need to make a big change. We might even need to pivot work or our audience. We might need to up-level who we are trying to work with. So I'm going to walk you through what the heroine's journey, what I'm calling the Shiro's entrepreneurial journey, because I'm going to apply this being called to courage completely to being a creative entrepreneur or a personal brand or an entrepreneur of any sort. But I'm going to specifically talk about creatives, because I find that creatives do not get the attention that they need in all the levels of marketing. And the call to courage sometimes for creatives is to stay true to yourself, to be in that integrity, and that can be hard. So both the heroine's journey and the brave yes mindset require us to step out of our comfort zones and embrace the unknown. We're taking risks. We're putting ourselves out there. We're making mistakes. We are learning from failure and rejection. But in doing so, we unleash our creative potential and we make progress on our audacious goals, both personally and professionally. It's natural that we are going to learn and grow from just trying and failing. So if you're a creative entrepreneur, business owner, someone who takes your values and your integrity very seriously, remember that you are on the Shiro's entrepreneurial journey. I'm going to go through the steps of that journey and see if you can identify where you are. And here's what I know about the call to courage and this journey. If you find yourself at the end of the journey, you're really about to start back at the beginning. That's how this works. It's a constant cycle or circle. It's like a big, long hike in the woods. You might get back to the beginning, but you're going to go right back out there when you can, because you love it. You're addicted to it. It feels good. So the first element of the heroine's journey, or what I'm calling the Shiro's entrepreneurial journey, is the separation. And I constantly feel like I'm back at separation, just so you know. I'm actually in a separation moment right now on my own Shiro's entrepreneurial journey. And this is when the Shiro feels out of place in her current environment or in society, and she seeks to break out of it. As a creative entrepreneur, you might feel this from time to time. Maybe you feel kind of stuck or pigeonholed in your industry and doing things a certain way, a way that doesn't align with your values or your passions or your creative spark. But also, separation can be the first step toward building a business that is truly fulfilling and meaningful to you. This might be where you begin to realize that the circles you've been running in, the networking circles or the friendship circles, isn't quite supporting you in the way that you want. and it's time to pull back and separate. It may be your business model or your marketing strategy that feels off or out of alignment with your values or your interests or your joy. And so this, okay, I am feeling something is not quite right, and I'm recognizing that I need a separation. I need to pull back away from certain people or ideas or ideology or methodologies and just take a pause. How many times have you been in that space on the journey? The next element is initiation, and this is when the Shiro faces the challenges and obstacles that are going to test her character and force her to confront her weaknesses. As a creative entrepreneur, you know as well as I do, there's always moments of feeling like you're facing a conflict or an obstacle. And how you respond to those challenges is going to determine the outcome. And so this is where the brave yes mindset, the growth mindset, really comes into play in my coaching. What are you going to do with this challenge? How are you going to respond to this conflict, this difficult conversation, this obstacle? When you are feeling trapped in a sticky situation, having that perspective to see it another way so that you can initiate in the best possible way. That initiation can also go back to action. How many people do we know a change needs to happen? Maybe they've even made a separation, but now they are just waiting. Waiting and waiting. So initiation is about taking action. It's about responding. It's about movement. There's energy there. Unless there's not. In which case you're going to stay stuck and stagnant. But as you move on the journey, if you take action, the next element is transformation. And this is where the Shiro begins to experience significant change both internally and externally. And this is how she starts to problem solve and see the bigger picture for herself and her business. She's able to start to make big picture decisions and overcome her challenges. And as a creative entrepreneur, you know that you need to be open to change and be willing to evolve as your business grows and changes. So this transformation is you're learning, you're taking in new skills, you're trying out new roles, new identities, you're pivoting, you're tweaking, it's like a nice big slab of clay that you get to mold and shape into something beautiful, but it's not there yet. And if you're me, it might not ever be there because you like the process of molding and shaping. And this, honestly, this piece of transformation, this is my passion, my sweet spot in coaching. This is the work I've been doing with creative women for 10 years. And it's the work that I love to do for myself and with myself, that inner work. It takes the call to courage takes the inner work first. That is the essential piece. We must transform to then be externally who we want to be. To up-level, you're going to first need to up-level on the inside. The fourth element is reconciliation, and this is where the Shiro, the protagonist, reconciles with her past and her identity. And finding peace and purpose in her journey. And as a creative entrepreneur, it is so important to reflect on your past experiences, both good and bad, and use them to inform your future decisions. But the key here is being able to own this new identity and let go of the old. And this is the work I really see with my clients who are trying to up level and really do bigger things, but are really still trapped in the old self, the old identity, the one that your friends know, the one that your family knows, that first job that you had, or that, you know, the business, you know, the degree that you got. And when we can let go of that identity, that's when we're able to move into the next identity. And this is a reconciliation process. This is really, truly identity work. And it is very important. Many people skip this step only to find themselves back sabotaging in that old identity. So if you remember nothing from this conversation, remember that you can't get to your next level in your old identity. You just cannot. That part of you needs to grow and transform, and you must reconcile those two pieces. And sometimes it's more than one past identity, by the way, and you know, I'm not going to get into that, but reconciliation is huge. The next element is empowerment. And this is where the hero starts to have control and agency and sovereignty. And this is where my work in the Brave Yes Power Squad is just, oh, I love it. It's just showing up, you know, in everything, the decisions that you're going to make. And if you're going to actually get, you know, started and integrate into this journey, this new identity, this new direction, this new level in your business, you're going to have to get to that place of feeling empowered so that you can inspire others and create a ripple effect of positive change. And the call to courage shows up strong here. This is where the brave yes happens. This is where the action, both the tiny brave steps that you need to take, but also those big brave yes power moves that are going to move the needle. This is where you start to really see action that you want to be taking take shape. So empowerment. This is where the call to courage really, really shows up. It's along the way. It's all along the way. But here is where it's going to start to, you are going to start to feel you have power, agency, sovereignty. You're no longer seeking out other people for their advice or their thoughts. You know, you are making decisions because you are feeling empowered to do so. And then finally, the sixth element is integration. And I love when we get to this point in a coaching journey. For my clients, this is typically showing up between 9 months and 12 months. This is where if I work with somebody long enough, this is really where I start to see not just integrating your whole self into your business, but also into your relationships and your community. And you're really starting to be who you want to be and serve in the way that you want to serve. And you're finding balance and harmony in your life. And it's important, this part, this integration of self and transformation and who you want to be is so important to show up authentically. This is when you will start to sell your work in a way that will blow your mind. This is where you will start to have the support and the relationships that you need to empower you and uplift you. This is where consistency starts to show up. This is where you will start to feel empowered to take up space, get on the stage, put yourself out there. This is where you will truly begin to not quit on yourself anymore. So like I said, these are the elements of the heroine's journey, what I'm calling in this particular podcast, the Shiro's entrepreneurial journey, because we are all on it. And I'm wondering where you are. Where are you in this journey? Are you in the integration? Because if you are, you're about ready to go back to the beginning. where you're going to be in that separation because you're at a new level. And every time you reach a new level, you're going to have to experience that separation. Maybe you are in that empowerment stage. You just feel so on fire with passion and energy, and you're ready to just do the work, and that call to courage is really showing up for you. Or maybe you're so much at the beginning in that space of, okay, something needs to change and I don't know what that is. And that's fair. That is totally fair. And this is where I would encourage you to do some deep journaling, talk to people, really start to verbalize and articulate what you're feeling and experiencing. Have conversations, because that verbal processing is often the only way we can get to the root of what is happening. And you can do that through journaling. You can do that through dictation on your phone. You can do that through working with a coach or a mentor or a therapist even. But start to articulate it, because that is the key to getting that call to courage, to starting the journey, taking the first step. It doesn't matter where you are on the journey. It doesn't matter if you feel 100% solid in who you are and what you do. You're on the journey, because there's always room for growth. And that's where the growth mindset really comes into play. It's always another level of the journey. So when you feel complete with this journey, it's all about preparing for the next one. Because what happens if you don't start the next journey? What's the alternative to that? Staying stuck, stagnant, remaining in your comfort zone, ultimately not seeing the growth or the possibility that you want to see. So it's a journey, but it's also a layer of journeys. I'm kind of imagining, I just finished the book Tomorrow, Tomorrow, and Tomorrow, and I'm imagining a game, you know, where you go up the ladders, right? And you're just, the next journey is the next level. That'd be a good podcast too. But you see what I'm saying is that it's to get to your next level, there's always going to be another call to courage, another layer of problems and obstacles to encounter. And you are the Shiro. You are the element transformation. You are the soul person who can do the reconciliation. So I would love to hear from you and for you to identify where you are in this journey. If you feel brave enough, please reach out, respond to one of my emails, or just contact me on any social media through DMs. And I would love to hear where you are on this Shiro's entrepreneurial journey. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Brave Yes Business Show. And I hope you enjoyed this fun kind of dive into a topic that I geek out about when it comes to the heroine's journey and feminist business practices and being somebody who empowers other entrepreneurs. This is what I'm here to do, and that's motivate you to be courageous, to be discerning, to keep being visionary while staying true to your values and your integrity. Have a fabulous week, and I can't wait to hear from you.